And so stay comfortably. Continuing our Panchakosha Viveka meditations. So slowly we shift our identification from grosser to more subtle as we do this practice. So one key point, this theory that helps with this meditation, is according to this yogic Vedantic theory, every single, any phenomena that's there, there's some universal principle behind it, like gravity. Here, things fall down, gravity is a universal principle. So anything, like the breath and myself, it's a universal principle. There's some, we call that the devata. The devata is the universal principle behind this. So we started off earlier looking at the physical body, annamaya kosha, seeing that it is made out of food, material, and the material was there before the body was there, while the body's there and after. And the body's always changing. What portion of the material is there from the external world always changing. So the physical body, literally like a wave. There's no independent existence, there's only the universal material existence. Then we looked at pranamaya kosha. We said, well, if I look closer at the physical body, it's made out of physiological functions. Everything constantly dynamic from the physiological functions. Everything made out of energy. So there's no independent physical body, it's really made out of energy. This is how you resolve the physical body to something subtler, to energy. Through this understanding, it's something dynamic. Pranamaya kosha, myself, is a dynamic being. And here we also saw, well, this dynamic being, every part of it, every dynamic part is coming from some universal functionality, universal principle of breathing, of digesting, of circulation, of assimilation, universal principles. And there isn't a separate energy in my body and outside. The whole universe is one ocean of energy. So on energy level also, there's no individual being, there's just the universal energy. Each being like one wave of energy within universal energy. Now if I look more subtly at myself, nothing within my body, within my experience, is not within my mind. How do I know body is there? I sense it, and that's the sense comes to the mind, to thought. Every experience I have, thought-based, goes through the filter of the mind. Even scientifically, they tested. You see an object, you think of the object, same thing happens in the brain. So literally, I think of myself as a physical being or dynamic being, but these are really within the thought being. So I take myself to more subtle Manomaya Kosha. My whole existence within the thought level. Myself as an individual, and the whole world I experience, all within thought. Hence, there's no separate energy being or physical being. They're in my mind and thought. Anything that isn't within my thought level is as good as not existing from my perspective. Now, as I'm a thinking being, other beings, all the other humans also thinking. So also there's a universal principle behind thinking, universal mind, or Hiranyagarbha. So each mind, like a wave in the universal mind, each individual mind. I didn't create my ability to think. I didn't start it. And some point maybe goes away, I don't stop it. It's within the universal mind, beyond just myself as an individual. So any ability within my mind, something that came, where did it come from? Also from the universal mind, like every wave, everything within it comes from the ocean. So also on the Manomaya Kosha, there's no individual, really there's the universal.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnam. dacyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti.